Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 186 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Kim Hodder's book, Beyond Grief, How the Son's Afterlife Connection Transformed a Mother's Loss into a Remarkable Spiritual Journey. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from part 4, which is titled The Other Side. And this is section 1, which is titled Life on the Other Side. And this is what Kim has written. There's a strange duality to my days now. I move through the motions of what others call normal life, grocery shopping, answering emails, going to the gym, while simultaneously feeling connected to something vast and incomprehensible. It's like living with one foot in two worlds, never fully understanding either. Last night I dreamt of tennis courts, the rhythmic pop of ball against racket, the squeak of shoes on a hard surface, the intensity of Rob's eyes as he demonstrated the perfect backhand to a group of attentive students. I woke up wondering if all that knowledge, all that passion, simply vanished when he transitioned. The thought feels unbearable, that everything he was could just disappear. This is the challenge of losing someone that no one prepares you for, not just the loss itself, but the existential questions that follow. What happens to all that we learn, create, and become during our life earthside? Where does it go? Does it matter? I find myself collecting evidence like a detective building a case. Small coincidences, dreams that feel too real, objects moving without explanation, snippets of Rob's favourite songs playing at precisely the right moment. There are days when I question my sanity, and others when I'm absolutely certain that the boundary between here and there is thinner than we've been led to believe. What I'm learning through this journey is that our conventional understanding of reality barely scratches the surface. We focus so intently on the tangible, careers, achievements, possessions, while missing the invisible threads that connect everything. In my dark moments of doubt, I wonder if I'm simply creating meaning where there is none. In my bright moments of clarity, I feel the unmistakable presence of something more. Rob has said, "There is so much more at play every day than any of us grasp. There is a world at work behind the scenes that's as real as your 3D world. When you guys get so wigged out about the small stuff, those of us on this side just roll our eyes with great love and compassion for your plight. We understand what truly matters, and wish you didn't have to suffer so much over stuff that isn't important. There are angels, guides, enlightened beings, spirits and divas. They are communicating with us and protecting us and creating experiences that our souls asked to have before we incarnated so we could grow and evolve and learn what we need to learn in this lifetime." Kim asks, "So what's important on a day-to-day basis?" Rob replies, "Compassion, kindness, the planet, how we treat one another, bringing joy wherever we go, focusing on how to make ourselves better, not in big ways, in little ways. Here, everyone is the same. It doesn't matter if you are rich or famous or physically beautiful earthside. Over here, it is a level playing ground. Our souls and spirits take priority, not possessions or achievements. What matters most is nurturing our souls and honouring the gifts we've been given, whether those provide us with great wealth and recognition or not. Making dinner for a family with great love is as important as starring in a blockbuster movie. It doesn't get assessed equally on Earth, but up here, those things count far more than what you all would call worldly accomplishments." Kim replies, "You know, Rob, I was recently lamenting that all the years of tennis you have are just gone. You were such a great coach, and now all that knowledge just left with you when you went to the other side." Rob replies, No, Ma. It is carried on in my students. It is carried on in the memories you still have of all the matches you attended. Nothing is ever lost and nothing is ever wasted. I became who I was on the tennis court. It was such a part of my identity that when anyone thinks of me, they think of tennis, and so that has lasting effects. I see the huge impact my coaching had on the lives of so many people. In the earthly world, we do something for the payoff. Go to college, get a degree, get a good job, and life is secure. But here, on the other side, we do something just for the experience of doing it. It doesn't matter if we succeed or not. It's what we learned about ourselves in the process. That's what matters. Moving on now to section two. This is titled, There's No Place God Isn't. And this is what Kim has written. Rob's spirituality was as complex as he was. Sunday mornings, Rob would usually slip in just as service started, sometimes freshly showered and sometimes hidden beneath a baseball cap that told its own story. The narthex where I saw him for the very last time still holds echoes of his presence. The coffee station where his hands would sometimes tremble around a styrofoam cup. The wooden pew where he'd drape his arm around my shoulders and absently draw shapes on my back during the sermon. Service to others anchored Rob, and he rarely missed the opportunity to help cook and serve at the monthly community dinners our church sponsored for the homeless. I'd watch him navigate between the different worlds he inhabited. Here, let me help you with that, Mom, he'd say, his well-mannered upbringing shining through as he assisted a woman with a walker. Then I'd catch him sliding extra helpings of mashed potatoes onto the plate of a man so thin his collarbones protruded. Here you go, dude, he'd say, with that easy smile that could make anyone feel at home, even those who clearly hadn't stepped foot in a church for years. Later, he confided, I see myself in them sometimes, Mum. One bad choice away, you know? He might show up to church still carrying Saturday night's decisions in his bloodstream, yet his prayers felt more authentic than many who'd never stepped off the straight and narrow. He understood grace differently, perhaps, from having to reach for it from darker places. Rob never fit into neat boxes, Earthside. He was always a unicorn among horses, moving between worlds, carrying light into dark places, finding sacred moments in unlikely spaces. Rob communicated, God is not a man. God is not a person. God is not outside of us. God is a spirit, an energy, a force within each of us. Some of the people I met in the drug world were bad people according to the rules and morals of our society. But they had just as much God energy in them as I did, or you do. We all agree to have certain experiences before we incarnate. That is real. We all come to Earth with our agenda for this lifetime. Things we need to complete so that we can move beyond them. Part of my karma this time was drugs and addiction. It was one of the last pieces I needed to master before I could move into a more enlightened realm. For us to live out our soul's mission this lifetime, we often need the dark sides to help us get us there. One role is not better or more important than the other. They all matter. So bad people aren't really bad. They're just living their destiny and allowing others to move on as well. And remember, we've all played the role of the bad guy during one incarnation or another. There are so many ways to be tortured. The kids at Stanford or Harvard trying to live up to their parents' expectations, who feel so much stress and pressure, have a different kind of torture. Success can be as torturous as failure. That's why so many successful, wealthy people commit suicide or spiral into drugs and addiction. We all have our challenges. It's just that society deems some as appropriate and others as wrong. We are more the same than we are different. It just depends on what your soul called for this lifetime. We connect more with God by acknowledging God in everything. God is you and you are God. God isn't something separate from us. God is within everything. God is in seat cushions, carburettors, birds, trees and stars. God is in good and God is in bad. God is in your toenails and your hair follicles and your heart. God is solid and God is spirit. God is energy and God is life. You know how nobody really understands how the internet works? Well, nobody really understands how God works either. There is no place God isn't. I was reading from Kim Hodder's book, Beyond Grief, How a Son's Afterlife Connection Transformed a Mother's Loss into a Remarkable Spiritual Journey. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book on verified near-death experiences is out now on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, and Kindle. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife, or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.